This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. At Dos Pueblos High School in Goleta, 400 students participate in a competitive engineering program. Administrators say all of them are sent to college, most of them in science and math fields. Now, that program is about to expand. The Santa Barbara Unified School District recently approved a new $16 million addition to its campus. KCRW's Carolina Starin meets one of the people behind the program's success.
Walking through the Dos Pueblos Engineering Academy, the classrooms better resemble a factory workshop or a tech startup hub than they do a public high school.
These are little robot arms, and they're going to actually stop the balls from moving.
That's Amir Abushayer, the director of the academy. He won a MacArthur Fellowship, more commonly known as a genius grant, for his outstanding work teaching high school robotics. And during his 18 years teaching here at his high school alma mater, he's made a name for himself as a bit of a rock star in the education world. With the new $16 million facility, he hopes to open his classrooms to the community as an after-school hangout and exhibition space for his students' engineering projects.
Right now, schools are viewed largely by kids as a place that I kind of have to go from 8 to 3. What if we can change the paradigm and say the school is a community center that people want to go to? Think if they start coming on the weekend and in the summer to the campus because we've got these inviting experiences that are showing them kind of where their learning can go. It's going to change their whole perspective about what school can look like and hopefully ultimately affect the culture of the school and then the community.
In fact, if you've been to the Moxie Museum or the Exploratorium in San Francisco, you might have seen some of his students' actual work. They have already engineered several exhibition pieces for science and technology museums, like a robotic Newton's Cradle, which hypnotically demonstrates the conservation of momentum and energy, or a colorful interactive ball course meant to draw out the curiosity of museum visitors while delivering a subtle lesson in mechanics. That's the kind of stuff Abushayer's students are making. Today, his students get a taste of showcasing their work to the public as they share their love of learning and practical knowledge with a visiting elementary school.
Good job.
Okay. You learn about all the different types of parts, and you actually get to make all these things from just raw pieces of material like this, like you did today with the making it, cutting it, drilling it, and then the next step would be actually assembling it in part of this to make a final project.
But outside of building robotic museum pieces as homework, there's something else that stands out at the Engineering Academy. Girls, and Abushayer's program has lots of them. More than half the engineering students are female. That's in stark contrast to the national average of women working as engineers, a dismal 13%. Abushayer says his phenomenal success attracting female students into his program is a story of serendipity.
Watch this, and you hit start on this.
Abushayer had just come into teaching at Dos Pueblos from the professional world at the same time that California colleges had changed their entry course requirements to include physics as a science elective, and that began to lead girls into the physics classroom.
We had a situation where I walked into a classroom and it was gender balanced, and so I saw that, and I neither acknowledged nor not acknowledged. You know, it was just like it was what school looked like to me.
But several years later, when he opened his dedicated engineering academy, something happened.
And then I offered a course, our first course for the engineering academy, and all I did was call it engineering physics. It was the same curriculum. I had prototyped all this curriculum in my regular physics classes, but we were trying to create a group of kids who were maybe thinking about pursuing engineering. So I put the course out there, put it in the course catalog, showed up in September, and two girls and 33 boys showed up.
Nothing changed about the course except its name. But girls opted out.
We had to work really hard against that title to get it up to 50-50. What struck me about this was I knew, because of what I had just done in the traditional physics classes, that wasn't what it needed to be. Those young women, when they were in my traditional physics class, doing the same projects that were going to show up in engineering physics, were having a great time.
Abushayer then noticed something else. Several years ago, STEM education became STEAM education, meaning science, technology, engineering, and math programs added art to their curriculum. And the idea of studying art also helped pull more girls into the program. And that's when Abushayer had a second surprise.
The art component isn't just impacting young women. It's impacting anybody who sees like the projects we showed you, and they look at it and they say, that looks cool, I want to do it. Not, that's engineering, I want to do it. Does that make sense? And so that's our strategy, is show people stuff that's just fundamentally looks cool, and then everybody wants to be a part of it.
Abu Shahir hopes that this cool factor will spark the curiosity of elementary and middle school kids. He says that's the age that most girls begin to opt out of the engineering track. But once the girls do finish the academy, 80% of them pursue a career in a STEAM field.
The future is in technology. We don't want half of our population to be shutting the door of being able to be at the table and participating in shaping that technology, because the reality is that technology is going to have big impacts on the way our society is, and I'd like to have everybody at the table for that process.
Abu Shahir hopes the school's new space will host up to 100 student-engineered exhibits and a rooftop astronomical observatory, all open to the public. For KCRW in Santa Barbara, I'm Carolina Starin.